proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. In this, our final session in the series Invitations to the Bible, we look at an invitation to experience contentment. God extended a number of invitations to different people. Some of his offers involve calling upon them to adopt new attitudes, while other solicitations involved adopting new courses of action. Whoever responded favorably to God's summons would receive his blessings for doing so. Today we look at an invitation by God to experience contentment. Contentment is something that is lacking amongst the vast majority of those who follow this world and its ways. Several years ago, a singer recorded a tune containing the following lyrics. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. That sentiment echoes the prevailing thought of people in contemporary ungodly society. They want what this world has to offer, and indeed more of what this world has to offer. Whether it be more money, better health, more fulfilling relationships, these are some of the reasons that people have a lack of contentment with the status quo. They want more of something they perceive as good, but good only in the worldly sense. A lack of contentment might also result when an individual allows his heart to become embittered. This evidently happened to Jacob's brother Esau. The author of Genesis 27 noted how, quote, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob, unquote. Yet another cause for discontent might involve looking for satisfaction in worldly pleasures or earthly attainments. According to the 8th chapter of Mark's Gospel, Jesus Christ asked his disciples, quote, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, unquote. History is replete with examples of individuals who went that way and found no satisfaction. Yet another underlying cause of discontent involves having misplaced priorities. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ addressed this matter when he proclaimed that, quote, no man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, unquote. God will provide a satisfied life to those who desire it. The author of Psalm 106 exclaimed, quote, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry with goodness, unquote. In Psalm 146, the author of that work asserted that God, quote, openest hand his hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing, unquote. Those who pattern their lives after God's directives can and will experience personal satisfaction. In the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, Paul advised his protege that, quote, godliness with contentment is great gain, unquote. He explained why in the succeeding verses, quote, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out, and, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content, unquote. Paul's advice to Timothy echoed something that Jesus Christ taught, also in his Sermon on the Mount. The Savior declared, quote, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall be clothed, unquote. In other words, don't worry about acquiring worldly necessities. Rather, the Savior exhorted his hearers to, quote, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, unquote. God provides the needs of those who seek after him first, because God alone is the source of genuine contentment. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.